Chapter 16. Up on the roof, Antonio and Amlet are frantic. Something is going on in the house below. Little Apple Blossom must have survived the fall, because there is a lot of commotion now. They hear the dog barking, and part of the roof has lit up. The possums run to a smooth square where there is glass instead of tile. They stare down through this window on the roof. They can see people walk by right underneath them, and they can also see Apple Blossom. She is running. She turns the corner and disappears from view. A shiver goes up Amlet's spine. What have we done? Antonio shuts his eyes and does his best to concentrate. When he opens them, he is set on a plan. We can't stay here. So, is it every possum for himself? Amlet shouts. Antonio starts for the drain pipe. We'll come back when we have more to offer than our own limited knowledge of the situation. Amlet's head bobs up and down in agreement. And until then, we just hope that our little sister survives. Apple Blossom's timing is perfect. She turns the corner just before a large monster emerges. A second earlier and she would have certainly been seen. The people looks in both directions and then heads towards the barking dog. What's going on? The people says. What's wrong with you, Columbo? One thing is very obvious. The dog named Columbo wants out of his trap. He is desperate to show what is wrong. His cage rattles and sways from the motion of his body. Apple Blossom hears the commotion and the communication between the monsters is not good. The people's voice is harsh. Calm down. You're waking up the whole house. The dog stops moving. Only his tail trembles as he tries to control himself. The people looks down the hallway and then says, okay, all right, I'll make sure everything's okay. And with that, the monster turns in the direction of Apple Blossom. Apple Blossom, for a moment, just an instant, thinks she should act dead. But then she gathers her wits and decides that if she pretends to die, given the circumstances, she might end up actually dead. Any performance right now might be her curtain call. And so she keeps moving. She turns left. She turns right. She spins around. She stays low to the ground, head tucked down. She tries to remember acting exercise, but not the dying part. Act brave. Act the part of an animal that knows how to escape danger. And then she turns another corner and she's in a new area. She is in the place where the smallest people lives. Up ahead, she sees a nest with the littlest monster inside. Next to the nest is a pile of furry animals. Their eyes are open wide, but they don't move. She knows right away these are not real animals. They have no smell. They are fake. They are stuffed cloth. The monster coming after her is getting closer, and so Apple Blossom dives into the pile of fake furry animals just before a beam of light sweeps into the room. Apple Blossom does not move. She does not breathe. She stares straight ahead and she waits. She acts like a stuffed fur animal. The monster without much fur on his head stands in the doorway. He holds a light in his hand. This is what makes the shining beam. This hot white light spins around the room. And then it happens. The light sweeps right over Apple Blossom's face. She remembers Mama saying that an actor has to burn inside with outer ease. A famous possum named Chekhov said this. And Apple Blossom fixes her face in a smile. She acts fake. She acts frozen. She acts not afraid. She thinks this might be her best acting ever. The monster without much fur on his head stands in front of a second monster who has appeared. The second monster whispers something. Apple Blossom cannot hear. And then both people turn and move back down the passageway. Apple Blossom hears the monsters open the door to the house. Then she hears the monster say, "Aha!" Moments later, the house door can be heard closing. Apple Blossom hears the biggest monster say, "Good boy, Columbo. You heard possums up on the roof. That's what it was, right, boy? I saw them just now." There's something about the tone of the monster's voice that makes the dog get all wiggly. Apple Blossom can hear his tail thrashing against his cage. The monster continues speaking. Well, you get a treat for that. I saw two of the nasty critters. The word treat makes the beast go crazy. The word nasty makes Apple Blossom's heart sink. Apple Blossom can hear the monster opening something in the hoarding area, and then the dog known as Columbo snaps his jaws. She can make out the beast chewing. Then the people issues a command. Go back to sleep, Columbo. We'll call an exterminator tomorrow. The word hangs in the air. Exterminator. What is an exterminator? Apple Blossom thinks it through. The monster has seen Antonio and Amlet, but they must be safe because he came right back inside. Besides, his teeth are no good for attacking. She has seen the teeth of the people. They have no points. They are flat and square and not the teeth for doing anything productive. The teeth, like their absence of tails, is another thing that must make people so unhappy. In the distance, she hears a dog named Columbo smack his lips and make a whining sound. He wants more treat. The treat seems to be all that he's thinking about now. She can tell that he has forgotten she's in the house because she hears the beast settle back down into his cage. He's going back to sleep. Apple Blossom breathes in and breathes out and congratulates herself. She wishes she could tell her brothers and her sisters, and most of all Mama Possum, how she just made it past a dog and the people. Her heart is pounding so hard that she can feel it in her toes, but she is suddenly more tired than she can remember ever being. There's no choice in the matter. She has to fall asleep. But should she hide? Apple Blossom unties a hat that is on some kind of large pretend people and places it on her own head. Maybe it will make her look as if she belongs. She is surprised by how comfortable the hat is. There is a fake bear wearing a blue garment, and she pulls it off and slips it on. Her own arm fits right through the sleeves, and she is able to close all of the buttons but one. She sees that another of these fake furry creatures has black covers on its feet. She grabs one and pulls, and the funny object comes right off. It doesn't take long before she has her own toes inside both the foot covers. Her transformation is now complete. She snuggles into the pile of stuffed animals and exhaustion overtakes her. Moments later, she is sound asleep.